At least 11 public hospitals in Gauteng are to benefit from a rooftop solar power project, which aims to ease the burden on the national electricity grid. Gauteng Finance and e-government MEC Nomantu Nkomo Ralehoko made the announcement when she tabled her budget vote speech for the 2022-2023 financial year. She said this project was one of the major initiatives of the provincial government's integrated green energy strategy. And we welcome the MEC to the program this morning. MEC, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much, Salman, and good morning to you and the viewers at home.
All right, so give our listeners a bit more detail. What does the rooftop solar panel project entail?
The rooftop solar project entails the green energy that is going to be installed on top of the buildings of the Gauteng provincial government, especially the hospitals, because we're going to start with the hospitals. And I know that everyone, when I spoke about it, they want to know which are those hospitals and why are we starting installing in the 11 hospitals across the province. It's because we want them to protect the patients in particular in this issue, because remember that we're always having load shedding in our hospitals. The power is not working, the generators are not working. So hence we felt that GIFA in this endeavor under the provincial government through Treasury Department, because GIFA is our agency, which is Gauteng Infrastructure Financing Agency, that looks for money out there and then that money for bigger projects, especially infrastructure projects. So we felt that this one is a big project that must be prioritized. So those 11 hospitals are across the Gauteng province, indeed, in all our municipalities, because the first one will be at George Mukhari Hospital, where you know that we always have problems and there is a big hospital that we need to take care of. The other one is Charlotte Maxeke Hospital. The other one is Lodiam Hospital. The other hospital is Mamelodi Hospital, Tembisa Hospital, Yusuf Dadu Hospital, Carltonville Hospital, Swane Hospital, Heidelberg Hospital, Eden Vale, and Steve Biko Hospital. So this project will be delivered as a PPP, and it will borrow money from IPP transport elements. So the project will not require NESA approval for generation of licensing. It will generate below 110 MW. And all connectivity approvals were obtained from the municipalities where the hospitals are located, except George Mukhari, which will connect with the Eskom grid processes that are underway to obtain Eskom concept for connectivity. Then there will be three clusters in this phase. The phase one, which is cluster one, it's Charlotte Maxeke that we're going to prioritize, and George Mukhari will be cluster two, Hospital Mamelodi, Lodiam, and Steve Biko in that part of the province. And then cluster three will be Tembisa, Carltonville, Heidelberg, Yusuf Dadu, and Tshwane, including Eden Vale. And 107 rooftop areas will be installed with solar PV panels. Then the private party and government at the final stages now of concluding this agreement, which is the public partnership agreement, and the financial closure, so that we're finalizing everything now. That's why we're able to mention to you before, when we're still negotiating, it was very difficult for me because you always follow me in all my speeches. I never exactly identified where we are in terms of this. I always put it as if it's one of the projects that we're doing, but how far are we in terms of the movement? I have never indicated that, but now financial closure is done and I'm happy and I'm excited to say here it is now. We have managed to deliver it.
Now, the concern many would have is these are all good projects needed. We all understand Eskom, load shedding, all of that. But we've had so many scandals of corruption. How can you reassure the citizens of this country that this project will be free of anyone having their hands in the cookie jar?
Definitely, it's going to be free of the hands of the cookie jar, because we have been monitoring the Gauteng Provincial Treasury and the CEO of GIFA, because he is responsible for that, Mr. Siabi. I'm going to make sure that every month in our executive management meetings, because that's where I'm able to pick up where there's something wrong. He gives me a report on the processes and what is happening, what needs to be done. I will even personally visit the hospitals myself to see if there are no problems there. And if it's a right quality and the quantity of what we said, we are going to do. Because another thing, when we have this project, we don't monitor them. We forget that it's our responsibility to ensure that we go where these projects are. We see with our own eyes, so that I don't talk to you here. Then tomorrow when you go there, you don't find this thing that I've said is going to be done in the community. So I will know definitely, because I will ask for a report, as I'm asking doing even now, since we are able to launch it, to close it, and now since we are ready to connect. It's because of the work that we're going to do with the CEO of GIFA that I'm working very closely with him, pushing them to ensure that things don't go wrong. Everything must go correctly. Those companies that are going to be given the responsibility, we want them to do their work. They must not do the shop work, because if they do that, we're going to take steps. We are allowed to blackmail any company that is going not to do what we expect them to do. And I think I have a right to dismiss or fire those officials that will do that, and even take further steps if there's something wrong that they've done in terms of maybe taking up the money. But I know that there will be a proper management system that is done, because you know, project managers that have been running this project up to so far.
We understand now that you've established a provincial treasury war room. How does that work?
The war room has been established. Our first meeting was 3 months ago, and what we are doing, we're bringing other stakeholders from outside, your academia, your senior consultants in the industry of the finances, the teams that are dealing with litigation, because we are going to be responsible for ensuring that we pay every service provider within 30 days. We've even identified the departments that are going to start with this project, which we have been having of service providers not being paid on time, the Department of Health, the Department of Social Development, and the Department of Infrastructure, including human settlement, although they do pay and now, but not 2 cents, to always pay within 50 days, not even 30 days, and other bigger departments like your transport, education, road and transport, yes. But we are in the war room, we have priorities. So we'll make sure that we pay. There is no irregular expenditure done by the department. People are paid on time. The issues, cases of litigation, we go back to the books and check even some of those that were claiming money from government, saying that government owes them. How much do we owe you? When did you do this project? Where is the project? And if you are charging us a higher amount of money with some interest because you feel that we have disadvantaged you, we are going to have a team that is going to sit with you and start negotiating for the prices that we can be able to pay you as government.
All right, MEC, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sulman. Have a blessed day.
You too, eh?
Thank you.